A years-long dispute between the Victorian government and the Dja'parung people over a highway upgrade and the fate of sacred trees is coming to a head. The project is a long-delayed upgrade to a dangerous stretch of the Western Highway. In its way are some of the trees that the Dja'parung say are hundreds of years old, including some that mark places of giving birth going back generations. Victorian authorities today cleared some protesters from a long-standing protest camp at the site, readying to get on with the road plan, which was altered earlier to ensure that fewer of the trees would have to be sacrificed. We'll get the Victorian government's view in a moment, but first, Lydia Thorpe is a Dja'parung woman and activist. She's now also a Greens senator and was formerly a state MP. We spoke earlier.
They're our place of worship. They're our place of connection and well-being. It's our country and it's how we keep our spirit alive and our culture alive. It's not seen to be that important to others who aren't Dja'parung, obviously, because they can desecrate and absolutely destroy these places that we hold very significant and dear to our very being as Dja'parung people.
And how many trees are earmarked for destruction under this road plan? Have any been taken down already?
There was always going to be a number of trees that were taken down as part of widening the Western Highway, which is the main highway from Victoria to South Australia. And we were open to that as long as they would not destroy the significant cultural values around that part of the country. And there were also other options available for the government to go down, but that fell through, and we're now left in a situation where our main ancestor trees has been desecrated. And look, I'm just feeling absolutely gutted and distraught over this, and many other Dja'parung people are feeling very much the same.
So you're not disputing the need for the roadworks in that area, are you? You're resigned to that being a reality.
That's right, and we always have been resigned to that fact, but not that stretch of the road where we're trying to save these trees. So the paraphernalia in, you know, what the government are coming out with in terms of messaging and how safe we need to keep that road, there haven't been the fatalities on that stretch of the road as there has been in other parts of the road. So it could have been avoided.
Now, the authorities did make changes earlier to save, I think, 15 trees is what I understand. They say they have approval from traditional owner groups. They've passed federal environmental and legal checks. Why is that not an acceptable compromise?
Because the cultural heritage legislation in Victoria is fraught with problems, and it always has been. The corporation makes a decision on whether a government or a developer can destroy country. And that decision is only made amongst a very small group of people, and the cultural heritage legislation allows for that to happen. So that means that thousands of other traditional owners who are part of that country don't get a look in. We don't get to know what's going on country, and we don't get to decide what happens on our country. So we need to actually abolish the cultural heritage legislation in Victoria, which it's actually destroying family clans and communities, because we're fighting amongst ourselves now, and that's what the legislation sets up, and we need to either abolish it or absolutely overhaul it.
I know various government figures would defend the process as it stands, so let me ask you a broader question. Does this for you have any echoes of what happened in the northwest of WA with Rio Tinto's destruction of the Juukan Gorge caves?
Absolutely it does. And this is what's going on all around the country. Governments have been very, very smart in setting up very good strategy to divide and conquer Aboriginal people across the country. So they set up these legislative processes that allow for a handful of blackfellas to say yes to whatever development or destruction that happens. And then those people that have made that decision have to then go back to their families and communities who aren't happy about that decision making.
Lydia Thorpe, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
Greens Senator and Dja'parung woman Lydia Thorpe. Well, in response to our questions, Victoria's Transport Infrastructure Minister Jacinta Allan says in a statement that no trees have been or will be removed as part of the Western Highway upgrade without consent of the representatives of the 12 families that make up the Jupparung people. She says one tree that was removed today has been found not to be culturally significant and unlikely to predate European settlement, while the key directions tree has not, she says, and will not be removed. And earlier, the Premier Daniel Andrews said this.
Well, we've already made significant. We already have made significant changes to the design. We've made significant changes to what the road, the upgrade would have looked like. I know people have strong feelings about these matters, but we have had court processes, we've had agreements, we've had settlements. We have fundamentally done as we said we would do, and we have directly consulted and continue to consult with the 12 families that are the traditional owners of this particular part of our state.
Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Premier.